and welcome to another Short Shoot Show, this time in a gigantically massive room in the gigantically massive state of California. We have just wrapped up the Malibu race weekend. There is an American flag flying out the window there, making me feel all patriotic. And to make me feel even more patriotic for America, Nick Chase is here.
That's right.
In his element. And we'll talk about the Warriors, which will take him right out of his element again after what happened yesterday. Tim Don is here as well, looking through his telemetry like the triathlon geek that he is. But before I get down to it, gentlemen, obviously I just want to say it was a fantastic weekend here. Malibu Triathlon was amazing. And I want to thank Malibu City Council, Malibu Triathlon, and everyone involved in making sure this actual race went ahead and raised $1 million for the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, which was amazing. Nick, let's start with you, though. How was your race weekend overall? Both the experience of the race weekend, the Warriors in particular, but overall for you, how was your experience?
Yeah, we had a lot of momentum coming into it. Obviously, this was finally here. We didn't have the jet lag as everybody else when we traveled over to Europe. So it was nice to just wake up and feel pretty darn good. I think our team, we kind of had to build a lot of momentum since we had a couple people only showing up for this one race, for the American race, that we dubbed, I guess, so elegantly. However, the results didn't really support everything that we'd hoped for. We made some small fumbles. And mainly I saw fumbles in transition.
Small?
Yeah, they
Ooh.
Were.
We're going to have that kind of podcast.
Yeah, we had small fumbles that had terrible results. I mean,
like dropping the ball and losing the game. Yeah, that's a small fumble. Dope.
Nah. Like, you know what it's like when your Mate, team just got shit out the bat too a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely. No. I'm with you.
But, I mean, for you, like, it was the Eagles, you know, they flew high in this one. I mean, they were very dominant in the along with the Scorpions at the front of the racing on both races.
Yeah, I mean, they rallied so well that I think they were disappointed with Toulouse. They were disappointed in themselves. And I think, especially Jean, she's really becoming a leader, you know. Mm. Like, she's definitely the captain of the female team, and she's taken on that role, like, personally. And she really wanted to show, you know, that they're back. So yeah, no, I was loving it, and it was great to have Vasco come in and, you know, as a substitute for Kinji Nina. So they raced really well, but I think they slept well last night after a few beers.
yeah, I've heard there was a few people coming in very, very late. Neither of you gentlemen, though, obviously. You're an athlete.
No, I have big things to do today, which have already been done, thank God.
Oh, not this isn't big for you?
No, this is... I actually had a big bike ride to think about everything I needed to say, so I'm prepped.
You like training the day after a race?
Rode to Texas and back.
Yeah. I had to ride out all my emotions.
Really? No wonder it was a long ride.
I had to take it out on the hills of Malibu.
The poor hills. All right, let's get stuck into the women's race. We're talking the headlines, and we're going to start with my headline because I want to go first. And my headline is The Hair, which I think is the English translation of Le Hair. Is it not?
It is, yeah. I mean...
Yeah. She was great. Well, she was strong. She leads the women's overall now. So she's going to come into Neom Jean Le Hair, having been disqualified, tough disqualification in Toulouse in front of her home fans, bounced back and had a strong race, not a winning race, but she then takes that 15 points along with the 13 points she picked up from yesterday, and she leads on 28. But just overall, this race was just, and I wanted to use the French word because it was dominated by the French. Even though she races for Luxembourg now, she's French. Cassandra Beaugrand, French. Emma Lombardi, French. All French podium, which just shows you how good they are at short course racing.
Yeah, they're just like on fire at the moment, the French women and Luxembourg women. She's leading the run points as well quite comfortably. So, as you said, I mean, she raced well here last year. And you saw that first swim, you know, she swims so well in those messy swims and choppy. And when I say rough, not physically rough, there were no German women here. up and down, left and right, you know, the waves were coming everywhere. And she let out that first swim. She got second out behind Iona, one of the Sharks.
That was a close one too.
Yeah, but then she just rocketed past her like she did last year with Emma Jeffcoat.
Yeah.
And that just set her up. That gave her a confidence. She won a short shoot. Emma Lombardi won a short shoot as well for us. And, you know, I was just, she needed that. She's a real emotional woman. And she just needed that confidence in her own ability. Man, she got so, so pissed at me when I didn't give her the short shoot. You have no idea. Before that last race. Yeah, yeah. But I used that to fire her up. And you know what? The last run was her quickest run. Doesn't count for the run points. That's how fired up she was.
Right. And you didn't give her the short shoot. You gave it to Lombardi.
Emma Lombardi.
Yeah, Lombardi.
She was pissed at me last year for the same situation. Yeah. I mean, I think she's getting to the level of within this race series to where she is always going to be at the front.
Yeah.
So it's tough not to give it to her.
And there was rationale behind that. I didn't toss a coin or anything. I worked out that Emma Lombardi was going to start the last race on her own with about a 10-second lead while Jean was going to be with other women. So I thought Emma, after what happened to Emma at the Olympic test event in the relay, she was out on front and, you know, I just wanted to give her just that little bit of a buffer to give her confidence. And kind of like it worked because Cassandra, she just sat on her wheel the whole way around the bike. I did think she might drop her just through the technical, but fair play to Cass.
Because she's gotten better on the bike,
she's
hasn't
got,
she?
She's really improved.
This really hurt her last year.
I don't think she's got better. I think she's always been that good. Her confidence has got better. Executing and trusting her tyres, the cornering, just believing in herself, which I don't like because she's a goddamn scorpion.
Yeah, well, when she gets in the zone, Cassandra, it seems like nothing is going to knock her out of it. And she seems to be in that zone more often
this year.
It was a rarity 100%. Before that, like occasionally she would pull it out, and now she pulls it out, I don't know, 70% of the time.
She hasn't even raced this year, has she?
No, this is it.
No, first race.
So, we didn't know what she was going to do. I was even on the fence.
I had an inside line because her coach is one of my best mates. But again, what you do in training is, you know, no medals in training.
Absolutely.
So Jean, over the moon for her, and series leader going into the final. One of, I think, five women can win, but I think for her, going in as the run leader and the overall leader, and she loves the Endura.
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting race to be in this one. Just, it's completely different again. But anyone who can win here or do well here with the amount of things that nature throws up, you know, you've got wind, you've got sand, you've got a rough surface on the bike, you've got the swell, you've got to manage so much outside noise. I think if you can win there and pull it together, it's a huge confidence boost. And equally, like if you, as you say, have little drop the ball here and there, it can compound really quickly and your confidence can be shot because you don't want to go back into that water after you've just messed the transition. You've got 20 seconds to make up.
No, I was pissed. I saw some of our athletes just couldn't get their shoes in off the main stretch and everyone's leaving them behind. Those little fumbles turn into a massive game-losing situation for us.
Yeah. We should talk about poor Summer Rappaport.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you give us the medical update? I think she has a broken jaw. Is that correct?
That is correct. She has suffered, unfortunately, a broken jaw. She took a hard line into that first corner out of the mount line, hit the slippery tape, just went right into the barrier and the bike. And her face, unfortunately, took the brunt of that one, I think. And looks like she's got some bruised eyes. She's in great spirits. So honestly, spoke with her and... this is racing, is what she said. This it can happen anytime. So we applaud her absolute energy. And she was, of course, gutted she couldn't do more for the team. I'm like, you pretty much sent it the maximum send that you could have to try to get us some points. Your back was seizing up. She came into it feeling a little bit out of it. And she's just like, every time I'm going to try to do everything I can. So her charisma, we couldn't ask for a true champion like Summer.
She was in the Eagles last year for two races. I 100% agree with that. She's a real trooper, real team player. And a funny little story is when she hit the deck, one of the marshals went over and said, "Are you okay?" And she said, "Are my teeth okay?" And he said, "Well, I can't see your teeth." So she smiled, and thank God her teeth were, you know.
Yeah. But the bottom side of her jaw was on the side.
But yeah, no, I messaged her last night and she got straight back to me, you know, just to see how she was. And yeah, she's just, she loves the sport and she was gutted. Not, you know, that she couldn't do more for the team. And, you know, I think the teams, man, like people are loving this shit. I love it.
It's good, isn't it? I don't know, I was on the fence about it at the beginning. I didn't know whether people would buy in, and there was some buy-in last year, but it seems to be a lot more now. And I think maybe if we end up, or maybe they end up putting more emphasis on the teams as it goes on, I think I mean, it can only be good because, like, you guys both love your you love America, so basically anything American. But like, you've so got to have
flag
guys.
Hair guys.
Yeah, oh, salute.
I think I put that up a little bit faster today for me.
Stars and stripes.
You need the teams to be led by managers that care, and it's like, and with RTS obviously being your thing. You know, it already comes into that, and there's a real identity to your team, especially. I mean, your team sucks though in the points, but apart from that, what I appreciate from you is that, like, it doesn't matter how far behind you are, like, we're gonna bring it, we're gonna show everyone what we can do, and you're gonna say it again in Neom.
We're just blind as hell. We're gonna do everything we can. We don't know what's gonna. It was like the massive odds stacked against us. That's all we got to do is just say we're gonna just bring it.
We're number one.
Yeah, we're always number one. Yeah, even when we're not.
But you think even in Toulouse, like Taylor Spivey was injured as hell, yet she still, you know, got her ass on the start line, got some points.
Well, she drove 4 hours to get there.
Yeah.
Like, she had no intention of finishing in the, you know, nice, and you knew that. Yet she still wanted to commit and to, you know, contribute to the team. So
yeah, we were trying to find ways she didn't have to walk up a stair. Like, we were just trying to mitigate any stress on Taylor. And of course, this travel and everything after aggravating anything she may have done at Pontevedra just wouldn't have made sense if she's on the fritz again. So we're hoping for Neom. Taylor comes back, but that's another problem with Summer having a crash. There's probably
and
no...
And Katie, is she racing in
Katie
Neon?
Has given me the confirmation she cannot make it. That. So we are struggling as a team to fill... I mean, we have a full roster right now. Of course, we've had to really beg, borrow, and steal from anybody who's available.
You got Chelsea Sodaro, is she racing for you?
Yeah, I mean, we'll try to see if we can...
Gina's not coming back either.
Gina can't make it.
No.
She can't. What about Kirsten? They're not going to land on the bloody moon. Yeah. She's got to do a calculation.
She was in the team meeting.
I saw.
And I was looking at her screen and there was all these like numbers and equations.
See, she's
and
a stato like me.
Oh, my God.
She was bouncing a lot this weekend. Some stuff had gone south with her career path. And I mean, not career path in general, but like at work. Some stuff was going on. She was
They missed
on
the,
it.
They missed the moon. Kept on going. I was in the team briefing. God damn, I got the creation wrong. It wasn't exactly. 6+6. It was 6-6.
Oh, you wanted to go to Mars. Oh, no.
I thought it was Saturn.
Yeah.
Beam me up, Gina.
So after all that, John LaHare, as we said, leads. But 1 point to Emma Lombardi. And we should point out that she has gotten good. Like she has a third and a second.
She was only 22 a couple of weeks ago.
That's mad, isn't it?
Like, when you think about that, like, we're talking about Katie Seferis, you know, who's back in form and she's got a young child and she's racing against a 22-year-old.
Oh, no, God, I feel every... But she's just come in, Lombardi's had 3 races and 2 podiums. Like, there's not many people that come into Super League and succeed that quickly.
Yeah. She's got good leadership. She's got a good manager. She's got a nice environment around her. So that always
Who's her manager, though? I thought she had a good manager.
Her brother. No, yeah, but, I mean, she's the real... You know, she's not the most confident young lady.
She's very quiet.
She is, yeah, I know, but... I think she grows in... that first race, when she got out... When she finished the first race, she was like... Okay, now I can do it. Not that she didn't believe she couldn't do it, but they were that was the roughest swim a lot of them have said they have ever had to race in.
Yep.
You know, a WTS, a world triathlon would have gone, oh no, let's move the swim to a canal. But you know, no, we go with the conditions. So yeah, I mean, she's just nailing it podium after podium. You know, she got on the World Under 23 champion a few years ago. This is her second year as a senior, even though she could race under 23, and she got on the podium at the World Seniors with Cassandra and Beth Potter. So she's really growing. And you know, she was on her own on that last race. You know, she swam on her own. Cass caught her on the swim. Cass didn't go in front of her once on the bike. In transition, I'm stood there trying to say, come on, let's go. She did not work. And I said, well, just give it to her. And I gave her the short shoot and she took it. But yeah, unfortunately, she didn't get on that top step. Maybe Neon's going to be the one for her.
Yeah. It was a little frosty between Cassandra and Emma.
They're buddy. No, one thing I will say is that, you know, the French women and Luxembourg and Kathia as well, who's Swiss, is Leonie.
Yep.
They truly are very, very close and very, very good friends. They've come through the junior ranks together. Lombardi's fitted right in there. They went out for a few drinks last night. They're sharing rooms together. They really are friends. I think what goes on the race course, you know, it's a bit like the that kind of like East African mentality. We will kill each other on in between the start and the finish line. But as soon as it's finished, it's like, oh, should we go and have some tea?
No, very
good. So I'm thankful for that because they're a good bunch of athletes.
So La Hare top and Lombardi second, two Eagles. Followed by three Sharks. Woff didn't add to her point score, so she stays on 26. Potter, 24. Coldwell, 24. And then we have double points. Well, not double points, but 20, 18, 16, 14, 12 for the top five in Neon points. So there's more room for that. So who wins it in Neon?
Taylor Spivey.
The race. I'm talking about the championship.
Oh, the championship. Man.
I love it, even when we're not first.
No, America. America. America's going to be the winner.
Taylor's going to win
it's
the
European series. Champs. We're still going to win. Yeah.
We're going to be the American champions of the world.
I'd love
sounds
to see,
like Noah Lyles.
I'd love to see Jean Leher take it.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I really do. She's a great person.
Or can we mathematically, could they, I think if there's only 1 point between them, if there were 2 points between them, we could get Lombardi to win, Jean finish second, and then they both finish on top.
They wouldn't though, I think Lombardi would win.
No, they do a countdown on, or is it who it wins the grand final?
I think it is though.
Yeah. No, there will be I'm sure Super League have thought of that, honest.
it's probably in the fine print somewhere.
You're assuming that there's any fine print.
Yeah, you have to show me this fine print.
I've never seen
it's so fine.
It's only so fine. Super fine. We're still searching.
Super fine. All right, let's move on.
I'm neutral.
What about you? What's your tip? So Jean Leher, I like Leher for it as well. I think she's a confident athlete.
Easily an Eagle.
God, all right. Tim, your headline, please, from the weekend.
For the women or for the
no,
men?
No, overall. Just what's your headline?
Man.
You gave it at the start of it. It was a long headline.
Hollywood Hauser on top with Leo Bourget taking top spot in the series.
That's a big newspaper.
It is. The broadsheets, man. It's the Times.
Too much
Sunday. I love getting the Sunday papers. Watching a Formula One. And so I watched Tangier, actually, this morning. Reading the papers.
So what were your thoughts on the men's race? Obviously, Hayden Wild actually won all three stages when you go back and look at it. And back on top in a big way after what he's had a terrible 6 weeks.
He's had a shit 6 weeks by his standards, by you know his level, and you know, and it wasn't always his fault. Well, it was because I don't. Yeah, but I mean,
it's never anyone's fault.
Yeah.
Well, America. I mean, Pontevedra was his fault.
Yeah, but no, because it wasn't just the penalty. Didn't just you know he had a bad swim, but then the water. Yeah. Paris, I guess it was his fault because he crashed.
Well, he got injured.
We crashed right into the race, but I mean,
it's just like a comedy of things that you wouldn't.
I'm not saying it's his fault or not, but he's had shit luck, and he's turned up to every race wanting to deliver, and his body hasn't let him through one reason or another.
Yeah.
So for him to do that, fair play.
He still shows up for Super League no matter what.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah, fair play.
He's missed one. Like, I actually hadn't missed. Before Paris, he hadn't missed a race in 6 years.
But the question is he going to race Super League next year?
Why wouldn't he?
Because of the Olympics. What do you mean after the Olympics?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
But what? Give me a reason.
Why are you throwing out these insane hypotheticals that would never happen?
You're assuming that we can have this Super League without Hayden Wild.
Oh, we could definitely. We can have the Super League without, well, maybe not the American.
He was born. The Falcon was hatched. Was hatched in Jersey. I remember it happening. Okay, he can never leave us. Never leave us, Hayden.
He was in like a little shell.
Yeah. Yeah, he hatched on the black carpet when he chased down Mario Mola for like sixth position like 4 or 5 years ago.
And we've sent him an offer to be an American citizen.
I bet you have. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I bet you have.
Let's make the Warriors great again.
Just saying.
So he ran away from Bergier at the end. He won all three stages, very strong. And then Hauser, as you mentioned, Tim, denied Henry Schumann. A podium after a bit of a wobble from him where he nearly went down at Rappaport's Jaw Memorial Corner.
Yeah, but what about that, hey? If Hayden had have waited then and backed off, maybe Henry could have got back on and then Henry would have finished on the podium and Henry would be looking a lot stronger for the overall win because Hayden ain't going to win the overall win. There's not much synergy in that Scorpions team. It's a lot of money.
You know what? Your Eagles wouldn't have done. There is synergy in the teams, but we're a couple of years away from having someone roll off the lead to pick up one of their teammates.
No, Hayden would have still won the race, no doubt, but Henry then, he rode then the last two laps on his own with a pack of four behind him, and they all went over most of them went over the top of him, you know. And you'd have thought if he'd have been able to work with the two of them, you know, he would have saved maybe not, maybe he was already, you know, But
well, it was a missed opportunity considering Henry came out of the water incredibly well positioned.
Well, yeah, he went over the top on the wave because he didn't go in first, did he? Hayden went in with a 10-second lead at the start.
Evaporated before the first boy.
But man, I mean, his swimming is back to his primo best.
Absolutely.
Like, not Athens Olympics, that was my... Rio Olympics in 1842.
Well, that was black and white that day.
But no, his swimming has come back. Like, in any condition, he's on it. So, do you know what I noticed in the men's race? God damn, it was close. Like that first T2, I think virtually every athlete was in that lead group.
Pack.
We have not seen that in Super League for a while. Normally it's like, oh, there go the five and there's the chase group and then there's twos and ones. Everyone was on it. And man, those guys were broken after that first race. They're coming back to me and I think they're going, thank God these managers have done my bike because I am.
Yeah.
They're like, you could see like Christian, man, he was like, he was on the rivet.
He was frothing.
From the start. Yeah, but he always froths.
He loves it.
Yeah, it was froth city.
Yeah, no, he was. Yeah.
What were the Warriors reports as they're coming back in from the first race and then the second race?
Well, Ben, since he was out immediately, was just like, well, I don't remember it being that hard. So I think the level has just skyrocketed within the field and the depth of talent's crazy. Morgan, of course, fought and got better as he went, but he was losing his stomach.
Hmm.
Our younger kids just... You know, we had to absolutely call one up on Monday and say, you're racing. So he wasn't ready to go. But they just could not believe how hard that swim was. That swim for them was just massive. And getting out, hitting the ground, and then having to full gas on the beach, like, that's what Jean was so good at. Yeah. She doesn't mess around. She puts her feet down and she goes.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot of fumbling out there with the men.
Yeah. Has the bar been raised that much? Because when you look at people like Rappaport, Casper, Zafiris,
getting left behind.
Canute, like people that have gone and then come back, they don't have the same impact. Is it because they as athletes have come off or is it because the bar has been raised in those intervening years?
It's been
years?
Raised.
100% been raised. Like men and women, it's definitely been raised. And it's not just the average power, the average speed. It's the how late they're breaking into a corner. It's the smoothness of transitions. It's thinking about this and that and the other, as well as, you know, full gas swim, bike and run. It's, you know, people are realizing if I want to win, I need to, marginal gains is like 0.5% and you add 20 0.5%s up. Do you know what I mean? You've got a winning advantage and people are doing that. Like, I'm not going to go into stats, but if you look, one Christian, he put his foot in his shoe and it didn't go in right, took it out and that, he lost 4 seconds in transition. And
that is a lifetime.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We're coming down to Formula One timing.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally like everyone is Red Bull in the pits. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, no one's,
One point that I want to give a positive note on for both men's and women's races was the moto driver was fucking sending it
100%.
He was good.
I didn't see him on any of the corners, but I was like, he came through transition. I'm like, oh, where are the athletes? That's good because they were so far behind him.
There
was no toe.
Well,
like, we need to get that guy on every race.
I absolutely went up to him before the race and I was like, all right, just look at me in the eye and tell me you get what we have to do here to not give this huge advantage if you've got someone right on your wheel.
Unless you're a warrior.
Unless you see the orange on your wheel.
As if he's ever going to see the orange on his wheel.
But absolutely, he was like pitting it to the corner and almost banking it to where his shoulder was on the barriers to support him from falling over. They did a great job.
No, I must admit, the first lap, I was like, whoa.
Just zipping through there. Yeah. I didn't even notice the commentary.
Well, that's
box,
good
which
because
is great.
It didn't affect you guys as well and the viewers. Yeah. And I thought we had two extra referees they flew in as well. And I think that made Tomo's job a lot easier.
Especially is that right? I did not know that
British
after what happened in Toulouse.
Yeah, they were in London. They always do London and they do world champs and stuff.
And we flew them over there.
And they're coming to Neon as well. And I just think that I saw they had someone filming the dismount line.
Yeah.
So we had someone doing that, someone doing the other. Yeah, they were spot on.
Tomo was helping Summer, and then he was going to need support during that period.
Yeah,
so
but
that's
he would have done that anyway because that's in his nature. But then it's like, guys, just run, go. Don't worry about it.
You need more than one person there for sure. The pace that everything happens so quickly, it's incredible. Before we move on to your headlines, Nick, anyone else you want to pull out from the men's race? Obviously, I thought Chacha Sagiv was good again. I think he's getting better and better. I thought Blumenfeld was excellent. It was good to see Velasa back in action. And on the flip side, where's Alex Yee's run? What happened to Johnny Brownlee? You know, like,
They were in the mix, but they just weren't as sharp.
I mean, Alex Yee was, what, seventh? But this is
seventh.
He lost to Vasco in a sprint. He lost to him in a sprint in Hamburg as well. That's 2-0 in a sprint finish. Mm. Yes, once Alex is gone, he's gone, you know, like in Paris.
Yeah, but I think he's at his top speed the entire time.
Yeah, that's true. You know? But you know, just psychologically, I know Joel, Vasco's coach, will be saying, you know, you've consistently out-sprinted the best runner on the planet in triathlon at the moment.
Vasco's good. He's
and
cheap,
he like he's improved so much. Yeah. And I know Matt Hauser, he's had a terrible year. He missed the first race because he had COVID.
Yeah.
The Olympic test event he missed because he had COVID. He had to get eighth in Pontevedra. They gave him seventh. But then one guy got DQ'd, but then then he got reinstated, the Brazilian.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh.
Moreira.
Yeah. They DQ'd him for something and then they had to appeal. So officially, first of all, Maddie put his result as seventh and I was like, yes, safely. Then it got knocked down to eighth. So he's had quite a tough, you know, and he was on that nice trajectory after winning Neon last year in the Super League. What happened to him at London? Crashed here. So for him to get on that podium, and after the first round, I thought, he's good, he's getting there, but
he looked sluggish in the first round. He did. Sandy was like,
but then he was like, okay, we're going. I was like, oh, bloody hell, he's ready to go again. And he did. He got stronger, more confident. He's going to Hawaii actually today. For a bit of R&R, and then he's going straight from Hawaii home, and that was a really good prep for him last year because he flew from Australia direct to Neon.
I think he's been on the road for months and months. So.
And this is really good for Will as well. You can fly to Neon Airport now. It's not just a private airport.
Oh, really?
Yes, so you can fly to the Middle East, and then you can fly
direct
to Neon.
Like if I flew to Qatar?
Yeah,
I can
and then
get
you can fly
Neon
direct
airport?
To Neon.
And I'm going to have Matt Hauser in the plane with me to protect me, which is also
Hollywood Hauser, man. Yeah. I love it.
Because like I had Emma Jeffcoat last time. She's like, you'll look after me as we get to Saudi, right? I'm like, I can tell you categorically that I am no help to you whatsoever in any situation at all.
But yeah, they were good standout performances. You know.
And very good.
What about the swims procedure that we changed? Should that be worth mentioning?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Can you explain to me?
Well, it was never going to be fair or unfair with that swim.
Well, I think we just need to discuss it.
Yeah.
So how can you talk us through, both of you, the procedure? Because obviously people are used to seeing five scorpions, five eagles.
No, hold on. No, they're not. Six scorpions.
Yeah,
are we going to talk about that?
Six, maybe seven.
How the hell does, you know, England play against Australia in the Rugby World Cup with 16 men on the pitch? Would that go down? And I'm not talking about the referee. The Scorpions had six men racing. How does that work? Did anyone think the Warriors would have extra people in some races?
Did they
identify
before the race which athlete would not be counted towards?
No idea. That's a head referee and a managerial discussion to have. That they nominate who's their non-point scorer.
Yeah, I think they would just nominate after the race who their
non-point
scorer is.
Kind of the
that's like the person who does not get any points the least points.
We just make sure that each race someone doesn't score any points. I don't know who that was.
Well, to be fair with why we made a change, it was because the Scorpions were complaining about the pontoon draw.
And is that right?
Well, I mean, I told Macca, if you'd gotten really good pontoon draws and you guys had not gotten boxed out by either us or the Sharks, you would have never suggested this to change it out. However, to be fair in that regard, the swing of a good pontoon draw versus a bad pontoon draw is like polar. Like you
it's
can
more than last year.
You can lose your
whole team.
You can lose your whole team.
Yeah, it's not just some of your members. It's the whole team suffers.
And so let's figure out a way.
It's, you know, you
so did you guys go, we draw 20 straws type thing? Or did you go, okay, the Eagles get to go first and then you go, I want to take 6, 14, 1, 12,
no,
and 9?
So what we did is there are five athletes in each team and there were 1 to 21 and we did them into 5, 10, 15, 20. No, sorry, 4, 8. We did them into blocks.
Blocks.
Then we picked who's going to go first, 1, 2, 3, and that's the order. So,
but you weren't in blocks. It was all mixed up.
No. But you had to. Oh no, you just.
No, you put them anywhere you wanted.
Oh yeah, that was.
We didn't do the blocks.
No, but we were going to do the blocks.
We were going to do, let's say, I was picking first.
But then you could choose which athletes go in your block.
Yeah.
But this time it was
like
a rainbow.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what it should be. So,
do you think it looked good on? Because we weren't sure if it looked good whether the Eagles are all here, the Scorpions.
No, I'd rather it be. I mean, obviously, I think about the television, what it looks like. But I'm more thinking about the fairness of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't want one team just to get shelled. Like, it just doesn't look good. Nobody wants that. So,
And it's only unfair in Toulouse because they're swimming in a dead straight line and it's a river and the current's going right to left.
Yeah.
And there's no way. The only way we could do that is because if you think in Toulouse, the second and third swim, pontoon doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's true. So, if we have the same format, yeah.
Or if we have the same format there next year, why don't we do a point-to-point swim, take them over to the Ferris wheel, and everyone just swims in a straight line across the river? Then we don't need to do this different pontoon draw.
You can pay for the helicopter that we need to use to shoot that.
Yeah. And the insurance.
Tim's got one anyway, so he'll be fine. Final headline from Nick Chase is?
There were no sharks in the Malibu Ocean this
No sharks.
There was a seal, though, but it didn't attack anyone, so that was good.
Thank goodness.
But I saw some dolphins, but the sharks were not there, were they?
Nah, I think at the last time we all spoke, we were kind of concerned that the sharks couldn't be brought back points-wise as a team.
15 points in it.
It has come down quickly after this race, for sure. So, and I didn't expect the scorpions to come up so hard either. But I
thought they would, because I knew if Cass won, she'd also get the quickest run points, and that's 8. And if Hayden won, even there's a chance that he was going to get either bike points because he was going to have to bike through. Mm. And they've got Taylor, and he swims so well in the surf. So I knew they were going to get a few. But I must admit,
that's pretty tight.
Yeah, they got 117 points yesterday and we got 122. I thought we were going to get about six to eight more points against them. But now, looking forward, I don't think the Sharks are going to have it all their own way. Like, if we score the same here or not that far off, 5 or 10 points, there's going to be like 5 points between the top three teams. Mm,
which is exactly what you want there to be.
Not really. You just want Eagles to win.
I don't think there's anyone out there who's thinking, gee, I just want the Eagles to win easily. I don't have a single person. Oh, not even your family.
John LaHair does, I tell you.
But, it's shaping up. Like, this is the first time. You know, we have a stats guy, Graham, who runs all the algorithms, and he's been pretty spot on every round. And then this round, not at all, because the Sharks just underperformed.
Well, he did us a service. He gave us more points than we were able to earn. this
one. What,
yeah, okay. But your summer would have got points for you. And his prediction was on Taylor Acing. She would have got points for you.
Yeah. Or having Seth show up. That would have been.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, Colwell didn't have a bad race. She led proportions of it.
Yeah, she's off
Potter didn't have a terrible race. She was at the front for parts of it. But they just didn't quite take the next step up and get those extra points in the bag, so that hurt them. And then obviously Alex Yee, middling race for him, and Johnny said he was tired going in, and he looked
and Max
tired.
Got kicked out.
What's that?
Or Max got eliminated.
Yeah, Max got eliminated after round two.
Did he?
Yep.
Yeah. Wait, what happened to Max? I thought he'd be good in the water.
Yeah, I think it's the intensity of it. I think you don't. And it's not just the swim. It's that the first, 10-15 meters out the water is like a bank. Yeah. And then it's not soft sand. It is bloody soft sand. Mm-hmm. It's not like a European beach
of
it really is. Yeah. No, but that's an English beach. Oh, that's mud, isn't it? but it is deep sand. And, you know, he's a big fella, you know, moving that body there. Yeah. It was warm. It was humid because of all the rain in the morning. I just think, he would have been on cloud 9 for Kate, his partner, because she did so well, you know, obviously, by winning Toulouse, but then she backed it up, finishing second in the grand final, having led. She led Beth out, basically, which was, I hope she doesn't do that again for her sake and her development.
He's handbagging now, isn't he, Stapley?
Yeah, he is.
He's just going to be like, I'm just going to be the handbag carrier. That's happened in my family too, actually.
He's full of piss, that guy. He'll come back.
Oh, absolutely.
He was last night. No, he was one of the best on ground last night, I'm hearing. So,
I heard it was Dan Dixon was on fire last night.
Oh, really?
Very glad I missed everything.
Yeah, same.
Stock market time. Right, this is where we choose who's rising, whose stock rising, whose stock falling. I'm going to steal your thunder and say that my stock rising is Emma Lombardi, who we've already covered, because I just think she's so young and she's just come into it, got a third, got a second. She's only got one spot left to come on the podium. Could be in NEOM. As I said, she's super quiet, but she just goes about her business, and she doesn't look like she should be as fast as what she is. Like, when you see Cassandra run, she's got this, like, beautiful running stride. And Emma doesn't really have that as much, but she's there, you know, and she's got pace, which I appreciate. And my falling is the Warriors women, because I expected more from them. You know, you have a lot of Super League experience in the women's side, even without Taylor Spivey. And we knew the men were going to struggle. Well, we didn't know the men were going to struggle, but they did struggle. What did you get, 7 points?
It was. I don't want. I can't count to that level right now.
But the Warriors women. It's, I guess it's. I guess
but they are great though. Great 7 points.
Yeah. Was it was the greatest 7 points ever scored?
I'm pretty sure it's in history.
It was the greatest 7 points. That was my Trump, by the way. But I just think that with all the quality, I mean, Kirsten Kasper stood on multiple Super League podiums.
She showed up. Her and Katie were right there.
Yeah.
They did their jobs.
Katie was good. Katie's on the way back.
That second race, she was on it.
Yeah. I think that not having Taylor almost makes it a bit of a challenge for these women to feel like they're going to get brought through or have someone to, you know, land the nail for the coffin for our points. But that's really been the biggest struggle, is missing kind of our female lead.
Yeah.
So we do hope she can heal up and come back for Neom.
Well, I saw she's on the AltoG treadmill yesterday, so that's a good sign.
Yeah. Well, her manager, Jordan, was saying that she's trying to not discourage her from, but Taylor's doing everything she can to get to Neom. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't know whether you should try and force it back or not, but that's just a manager's job. But Taylor's committed to being there.
And that's an athlete for you who wants to be the best.
Who wants to race.
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad for Taylor Spivey because she could have won this whole thing.
She could have won Toulouse.
Yeah. She could have, she could be on top going in.
Like especially how she finished last year.
It could have been her year.
Yeah, yeah.
She could be president. Hell, America.
America.
Oh my god.
She'd probably be better. To be fair, Tim, who's your stock rising?
Oh, stock rising. So many. I think Jean Lahaire. You know, I think she won the first race. It all went Pete Tong in Toulouse, and you know, people. I don't think people put her in that upper echelon of Cassandra Beaugrand, of Georgia Taylor Brown, of Taylor Spivey when it comes to Super League. I tell you what, they do bloody now.
Yeah, I think they
do. You know, and I think she's a confidence woman. She's going to grow in that. She's going to go back. She's going to use the fact I didn't give her the short shoot, hopefully, to the positive. And I think that's my stock rising. I think, she's red hot right now. Yeah.
Stock falling.
No, it's got to be the Sharks as a team. I mean, they've got an all-star cast and they didn't perform.
No way.
They had even had an extra assistant manager here. I don't know if that was a good vibe or a bad vibe with Magic Stew. But I don't know. I just think they seem quite busy outside of the race. And I don't know, you know, they had a great start because Iona Miller, the young Scottish athlete, she let out the swim and, you know, she was in a great spot.
But she was eliminated in that stage.
Here we go. And then she got eliminated in that state. I think that set them up for, you know, a tough day at the office. But then if we break it down, you know, look at Beth. She won the test event. She won the grand final. She's world champion. If you'd have asked her at the beginning of the year, was she going to win the test event and be world champion? She would have gone, what? No, but I think I can podium in Super. You know, so maybe it's just that, know, for a lot. Kate Woff as well. You know, she's been doing so great. And it's, you know, nothing's linear. So, you know... they're going to be dangerous, though, in Neom. But right now, I think that, you know, they didn't quite perform.
Do you think there's like a, for Johnny and maybe for Kate as well, they both know that if they don't win the race, then they're not going to improve much. Maybe 1 point, maybe two. So, like, Johnny especially. I think Johnny came in, he's got 2 second places. He's like, I either win this race or there's no point in me even coming. Mm. You know, obviously there's race...
that's a very individualistic way to think, because by him finishing eighth...
Are you saying that triathletes are not individualistic?
Oh, I would say some of them are changed. I mean, French Grand Prix is all about the teamwork. Yeah. And but if you, you know, then why come? Just come to get the paycheck.
Johnny loves it.
Well, there you go. And do you think he loves coming round and doing what he did yesterday?
Yeah, but like he probably goes, oh, if I'm coming fifth, I might be like, oh, well...
No way. I've never felt like that in a race. Maybe in an Ironman when I'm like, oh my God, I'm an hour behind. Fuck that shit. But
in
a Super League, all it takes is something like that. And you can go from ninth to fourth and then you sniff a podium and he's that kind of athlete.
Yeah,
he is not thinking that in a race.
I apologize for besmirching Johnny's
name. Yeah, how dare you?
I am incorrect.
As much as they're my stock falling, I think it was just you know, I think everyone was shocked how few points they got.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just their big names, their solid middle of the packers didn't perform.
Yeah.
How they have been.
They should thank Sophie Caldwell who picked up the... swim points. They really needed that. And I'm just looking at the points breakdown here.
Yeah.
I mean, Sophie looks like she's got the swim jersey in the bag.
Yeah.
it's so close in the bike jersey for the women. Kathy Ashar picked up 8 points yesterday. Was good yesterday, no?
She was on fire.
She was yeah. really
She had fire
it.
In her belly. She got fourth last weekend at the World Under 23s, and no one likes the medal, the chocolate medal. Mm. She came back, and every bike, she got the first and the second quickest and the fourth quickest bike. So she was, and she ran well. I mean, she got ninth overall, and she wasn't going to come to Neon, but she is now.
I love how you call it Neon.
You're putting an N on the end of that?
Yeah, you definitely are.
How do you say it? Why is it always in capitals as well? Everywhere N-E-O-M. You see
Neom.
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 Yeah, but why is it in capitals? I've been going, Neom!
I think it's because that's how they pronounce everything over there.
What?
Neom!
Neom! Well, that's a big deal.
America's great.
America. I mean, my name is in caps all the time.
But there's a three-way shootout between Shah Fuliger. I don't know if Fuliger's coming to Neom. Is. To Neon.
Neon.
And Spivey. And then Lahair and Perio are 2 points back. So that's anyone's race to buy.
That can come up good.
No, I think it's more Jess. I know, I think she'll want to win overall. I think it's more Jess and Kathia will be the two. Technically, they're both fantastic. Jess was off the front of the World Under 23s last weekend, but she got reeled in. Technically, she was absolutely amazing.
She's been great at both London and Toulouse.
In Toulouse.
Yeah.
That was really apparent. But as you said, any of those women could win it. But I do think, do we get more points for the team, the individuals, or not? You know how everything else goes up?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that question.
It's in the fine print. It's in the fine print.
It is actually in the fine print.
We'll ask Macca, he'll know.
And in the run, Lahair is 6 points ahead, so you think that no one's going to run her down. Yeah. Perio had a quiet day yesterday. She's second in the overall for the run points. But
she was off the back out of the swim.
Yeah, just the swim.
Yeah, she was just always on the back foot.
In the men, for the swim, Henry picked up 8 to go to 12 points. Stapley's on 12 points. Chase McQueen's on 8 points. Another guy we haven't spoken about, really. He's just been like in 9th or 10th position basically the entire time.
Yeah, Chase has stepped up really in a big way for our team as being a good leading resource. Of course, he was sick last week. He was even concerned about coming here having COVID last week. So we've had
Pontevedra, he was
With most athletes, we've seen a lot of ups and downs in terms of their builds and reliability for these courses. But Chase has the best attitude award for sure on our team for just being stoked. He loves Super League more than anything else, and if I could give him 30 races through the year, he would race Super League every race.
I wonder when he's going to do his butterfly.
He's not going to do the butterfly unless provoked.
Let's not provoke him again.
Don't poke Chase. Don't poke the bear.
Don't mess with him.
It'd be hard to go against Henry for the swim jersey after what happened yesterday, but we'll see.
No, I disagree with Neon's that.
Henry or Stapley?
Because of the swim. I mean, sorry, because of the surf.
It was because of the surf, but it's him or Max Stapley, basically.
Yeah. And Max Hebby, like, pissed with himself, and you know, Max Stapley, I would say, has been swimming better out of the three races.
You're probably spot on there. Emil Holmes 6 points ahead of Blumenfeld in the bike. So,
man, Emil yesterday,
yeah,
just a great athlete. Like, I've seen it, if I could do a lot of stock rising, he would be on that too.
He is more Eagles than I am Eagles.
Yeah,
he has got Eagles on his bike.
He does. He's stuck it on the front of his bike permanently.
Yeah.
He is such a team player. He's always asking the right questions. He is a top guy. And he listens and he thinks. So on that last race, he was on his own and four guys caught him. I said, do not do any work because all you need to do is beat these guys. You know, there's no one else who's going to catch you.
You had time to say that?
And he beat them all.
You had time to say that as he was going by?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And he is leading the bike jersey. That's how quick I am. That's the communication I have.
Yeah, that's it. Just
it's like
blink three times and then ear twirl.
You're going to do? You're going to beat that guy? See you, mate.
All I have time to say is America. That's it.
America! That's all you need to say.
But now he's a top fella as well.
Your boy, Reese Vanerson, 6 points ahead.
Yeah.
He must win the run.
Sorry, who got a quickest run?
Yeah, he didn't get it this one.
Vitaly Vorontsov.
Well,
the 17th man for the Scorpions.
Well, he was going to be a post-race non-points
scorer. Yeah, I know he was. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
They would have definitely nominated him as the no-points scorer. And he
Absolutely.
Got 8 points.
Oh, well, good. Good for him.
Well, the Scorpions are just trying to poach whatever we're doing now, unfortunately. They're trying to get points where we had been getting our points.
Well, yeah, they're only 99 points ahead of you too, which is really good. So anyway, the overall points for the team, if you're wondering, 297 for the Sharks. They only picked up, let me see here.
Don't do public math.
No, okay. You know what? I'm not going to say. 297, 282 for the Eagles and Scorpions, 183 for the Warriors.
We're going to break 200, I think, at least. give us another race.
Yeah. We haven't done your stock rising or falling yet, so we're going to close out the show with that.
Yeah, stock rising for me. Absolutely. I think I said it last time, but it's just because I just like to pick a good personality who stands out, is really humble in and off the course. So Henry Schumann for me is that. Like, I love the guy, his character. He's a family man. He's very polite. He just loves this. And for me, I just couldn't think of a better guy. If it wouldn't have been him, it would have been Morgan Pearson, but he's not coming back for another one of our races, so I don't want to give him too much love until he does come back.
Mm. But he said he's been harboring an injury or looking after an injury.
Morgan.
Yeah.
He had, I mean,
not an injury, but you know, he's not.
I mean, he was taking the lead at Pontevedra and then just totally seized. And he's really concerned about it, as he is going into the Olympics next year, guaranteed. So he wants to be
guaranteed. He's going to the Olympics next
guaranteed.
Year.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. He'll have a hat.
Chase guarantee.
He'll be wearing a Warriors hat.
Got that stamp.
But outside of that, I do really enjoy being around Henry. I think he adds a lot of value to this entire organization just by just being pleasant, being around, and then obviously racing to the max. Like, yeah. He's such a spitfire, and he doesn't quit. Even when he was in no man's land and I saw him getting gapped.
Yeah, he still kept his head down.
He never gave in.
He's bummed about that too. You know, he held that little wobble up,
yeah.
Which is awesome, because that was, you know, what we talked about it already, but he was not happy at the end that he'd missed out on that podium. And we go down there for the age group classic race today. 4:45 a.m. he turned up. No other athletes are there. He gets on the bus with everybody because he's coming down to do a swim for the relay with a few age groupers. And like, there was no other athletes. It was just Henry.
They all got a car at 5:50.
Yeah, because they all missed it. But who didn't miss it? Henry. He looked at the thing. It's 5 a.m. He was there 4:45. What do we need to do?
Yep.
No, that's, you know, you don't see that often. Let's finish on a downer, shall we?
Yeah, I don't mind that. And it does suck to cannibalize someone from my own team, but I would say stock falling for me personally would just be Seth Ryder, only because he was slated to come here and got a text message from him earlier in the week that he wasn't feeling well and was going to just decide not to get his flight here. Lo and behold, we then find out days later he's racing in Morocco. You know, I'm sure the Federation, there's a lot of things I don't know. However, I just don't know the facts. And I wish I would have, and I wish he would have told us that, because we had to quickly pull Carter Stuhlmacher off of a big training block, bring him in. He didn't have the right shoes. He was missed. I think that caused us as a team a bit of a foul. And I think that's why I'm putting him in that category, because it didn't just hurt my feelings, which I'm okay with. It hurt the team. And I think that's what we need if we're going to build a reliable league and a franchise within the Warriors, is we need to have people we can be trustworthy and show up when they say they're going to show up. These contracts that you commit to are serious, and I would just like to see that adhered to, or at least transparency with your decision making. And that's really would have changed the entire narrative for me, transparency.
Yeah, I mean, it might be that he was pressured or he felt better or whatever, but keeping you informed is where he let, you know.
Yeah, the team down.
You know, it could be that he was just lying.
And we needed him.
But we don't know that.
I'm pissed because we needed him. And we needed his bike, we needed his swim, ability to just be here and show up and carry the team. He's a veteran. People will look up, or our kids look up to him, our two 18-year-old kids. And we're going to have another 18-year-old kid in Neom, by the way. We've got some crazy young kids coming in. And we just rely on these veterans to do their job, and I hope that it can get better. There's obviously no ill will. I mean, we'll give them another opportunity to make things right, of course.
Is he racing Neon, or are you not?
At this point, I really do hope he does come to Neon, or Neon, whatever we're calling it.
Neom.
So I hope he does come.
The line.
I hope he comes so we can get things back on the right track.
Yeah.
I want to give him a chance to do that.
Seth, if you're listening, communicate.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone. Tell us what happened. And that rounds us out. Oh, everyone's sad now. Wow.
And find something else positive.
Okay. Give us one positive thing about the weekend we haven't talked about.
We had a friggin' race here in Malibu, and that was like not going to happen. Yeah. That was a massive positive note. I listened until about 1 a.m., just laid next to my phone in bed, just what is going to happen? Are they going to just throw an audible in the last second and be like, well, this goes against everything that America stands for to have this race. We can't do it. But I was waiting for that curveball, and it didn't happen. Everyone was either for it or one gentleman abstained. So we got the community of Malibu behind us for this event, and let's continue that going forward.
The funny thing is as you drive down the canyon from here into Malibu, there's a sign saying, "Welcome to Malibu, population 13,000 people."
Is that all? Is that
yeah.
It's got to be more.
13,000 that live in Malibu. This is Agoura Hills, but there's not much infrastructure on the coast road and inland. Yes, honestly, 13,000.
13,000 swimming pools and movie stars.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
it.
Triathletes. Yeah,
yeah. The highest GDP. Oh, no, that's Monaco, but...
yeah, there's a bit of that. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Nick. We'll see you in 3 weeks. All the breakdown of everything is on superleaguetriathlon.com, plus a ton of great content will be coming out between now and then. The grand final is in 3 weeks. Do not miss it. We'll see you then.